Wairarapatanga, a gathering place. Lake Wairarapa is a gathering place for people in terms of a collective sense of wairarapatanga, everybody gathering there in the fishing season. Lake Wairarapa is also a gathering place for fish. Unfortunately, more recently, it's also a gathering place for sediment. In New Zealand environmental law, one of the things we try to measure is cumulative effects. In biophysical thinking, the term cumulative effects refers to a combination of many impacts arising from different places and accumulating from past actions through to the present. Some of these impacts themselves might be minor, but together they can bring about dramatic changes to natural processes. We might broaden our thinking about cumulative effects to include the social, cultural, and environmental contexts. This broader perspective allows us to look at what we see today, what we might normally overlook, and what might eventuate in the future. This way of looking makes us think about relationships and how different processes impact upon others. Thinking about wetlands and their accumulation of sediment, we might look at the health of macroinvertebrates living in a wetland. How can we ensure a richer macroinvertebrate population? Because that would mean a healthier fish community. But we might also ask, what kinds of fish are thriving in environments that we have modified? We can see that in Lake Wairarapa, the introduced fish, rudd and perch, have made an environment that is good for them, but not so good for other fish. So we should be asking, what has been the cumulative effects of rudd and perch, and how might we bring about a balance that benefits our native fish species? In keeping our Māori culture alive, one of our dreams as Wairarapa people is for all our people to come back to Lake Wairarapa and fish there. And maybe it's not so much about fishing, but about being there together. Instead of fishing, it might be more about the monitoring of fish. This might lead to a social cumulative effect in thinking about how we live with the fish and with plants and a whole range of things, so that we understand and appreciate our environment much better.